This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Hey, Investor Schooling Live is transmitting from the Investor Schooling Studios right here in the Investor Schooling Headquarters. Actually, it'll be the Investor Schooling Headquarters again.
It will be.
How cool is that? We actually sold the building that had the studio in it, and then we just bought it back. So that's kind of cool. We actually went to contract to buy it back. We'll talk about that in a little while. I'm Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. I'm here with my favorite co-host, Dr. Deb Anderson and Omri.
I wasn't sure which way he was going for
that. Yeah, me too.
Well, you don't know which one. Yeah. Which one's my favorite?
He doesn't matter.
Yeah,
doesn't
I guess
matter.
I guess
not to us.
You're both my favorite.
Yeah.
He tries to pull us apart.
All right, hold on a second.
All right, hold on a second. You could call us anytime, right?
Okay.
At
855-939-1137.
Again. Do that again. Your mic is awfully low.
855-939-1137.
That's better. Let's see.
Good.
All right, it's good?
I think so. We'll try it again?
Yeah, do it one more time, because I think you're actually going after Facebook a little low, so I'm going to actually adjust you while you say it. So go ahead.
It's 855. What was that?
Do you not know your number? You forgot the number already?
No, she started the river here with the soda.
That's because she's excited because she heard your voice. You know
so
that.
It's 855-939-1137. You became hot because of me?
Absolutely. All right, wait, let me get back to the intro somewhere in here because we kind of like, you know, I don't think we've gotten through the intro once in the last 3 months, right? All right, by the way, you can call us anytime during the show. You can call us anytime during the show.
Yes, right? At 855-939-1137. You can call us every time during the show at 855-939-1137.
You know, you're saying it too fast now. People aren't listening.
Say because I want you to finish the intro.
Okay. All right, we'll take your calls about anything that has to do with money, has to do with stock market, has to do with real estate, has to do with making money, IRAs, traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs, anything that you've heard about money that you probably got wrong because everybody teaches money wrong except for us.
Correct.
So you can call us anytime. And by the way, you can even call about politics. That's fine, too. We're also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. And by the way, you can leave comments there. In fact, if you're on LinkedIn, Twitter, YouTube, or Facebook, please leave us a comment now so we know you're watching. And, of course, we know you said hi. At Investor Schooling, we teach real estate investing, stock options trading, how to save money in taxes, how to be financially free, how to make Debbie giggle. And we even give you the motivation to make money work for you. Debbie has been giggling. We've said this before. For you guys who are regular listeners to the show, we've said this before. The pre-show is funnier by far than the show.
I know.
You just put us, and it actually reminds me of something too. We've had people come to Investor Schooling, you know, for the first time, and they're like, "You guys are just like you are on the radio."
We are.
We're just like we are on the radio. We make these stupid jokes. We crack up. I yell at people, right?
Yeah.
So like people are in the audience, and they're like, they're watching the show live. Even when I do presentations, and we did a presentation the other day in New Jersey, right, Army and
mm-hmm.
I?
Yeah.
Actually,
and
Debbie was right. Wait, yeah. Well, I did a presentation. You guys, but we were sitting there, and people were like, how can he talk to us that way? I'm like, because I want to see you successful, and I don't care what you think if I say this word or that word or whatever. The only time I can't say the this, that, and that word is because I'm on the air, and Glenn will throw me off. So because of that, they've given me this absolutely exciting noisemaker.
Good.
Right?
That apparently, we're not using enough. Because we say very bad words, and they're still not kicking us out.
Well, that's true, too. I mean, last week we talked about, I don't even want to get into that.
Exactly.
That was the wildest thing. I mean, last week it was, you know, definitely Howard Stern meets real estate. There was no doubt in my mind. So that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, so if you wanted to come to Investor Schooling, go to investorschooling.com. You can take a free class, and you can actually see this show literally.
Live. Actually live.
Yeah, because it's not really. Because actually, Omri even reads the phone number.
In class, correct, yes.
He even reads the phone number.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of fun.
It is.
All right, so what do we have happen this week, Deb?
We went to go check out my property in Monroe.
Woo!
Woo-hoo. And we had a videographer there. I wonder why he was there.
Oh, okay. You want to talk about that in the air? Let's go. Let's go. All right. You ready? So, Glenn, I'm going to get you involved in this.
She's not
happy. I'm going to get you involved in this. I know why I'm going to get you involved in this, because I want you to be completely impartial. All right, Glenn?
Okay.
All right. So, you know, you've been hearing this for months, almost 2 years, about Debbie and the trials and tribulations of this property, right?
I haven't been on the show for 2 years.
Fine, whatever. A year. I don't
I'm
care.
I'm just
whatever.
Saying. I haven't been on
so
the
trial. You fully understand that she's been panicking. It's been terrible, but you know she's getting through it. It's pretty exciting, right?
Yes.
So what happens is, you know, we're she's about a month, maybe 2 months out from completely finishing it and actually being able to put tenants in it. So I hire a videographer to come down and do like a kind of
story.
Yeah, story on
the
it, right?
Story about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, story about
it,
right? So. So I text Deb the night before we're going. Like, hey, listen, I got Maurice, the videographer, coming, and she gets all mad at me.
I did get mad at you.
She got super mad at me.
So I didn't know about all that.
You didn't know she got mad at me? Oh, you didn't know why? That's why.
That was what was going on in the morning.
Yes,
that was what was going on.
That's the first time going was his side.
That's why she wasn't talking to me all morning. The whole trip up.
Yeah, I walked in the door and he's like, "You walked by me." I'm like, "I saw you there. I just decided to ignore you." Yeah. And that's how it started that morning. Yeah.
So she was all mad at me, and I'm like,
because
I brought the videographer.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I also said right after she texted me and said, "Why didn't you talk to me about it first?" I said, "I can cancel it, no big deal." And then she's like, no, don't cancel it. And then it was like, even up to the last minute before we left, I said, "I can still cancel it. No.
So what troubled you with that? I'm not sure.
Two things troubled me with that. One was that Larry has a habit of making decisions for me without asking me. Like things that affect my life, he tends to make those decisions without talking
to me. That's a sickness, I know.
It's a sickness and it bothers me. I have an issue with that.
He bought me a car last week, remember? it's those people. Oh my God.
Okay, so that was issue number one. And then issue number two is that I've been struggling with this property for 2 years. And I didn't want to showcase to the world all the problems that I've had with this property for the last 2 years.
So,
and him bringing the videographer is exactly what that was.
I saw the video online. And
what did you think of that video,
Glenn? Dr. Deb looked very happy and all.
Right.
All
right. Wasn't that video great?
I thought it was very, it was what I saw. It was very well done. Pictures were good. Looked good.
So, yeah, our listener needs to understand that this is Deb's cherry and it also...
My cherry? What are you talking about?
This is your cherry project.
We gotta teach you about some words.
Is he gonna do that again now? Guys, everybody, listen up. This is not a pre-show. It's a different word,
God.
Of course. So, what do you mean by cherry?
That's Aubrey keeps using words out of turn.
And do you have any proper terms in this country?
Cherry is not the word that you
don't
said.
Have the thing, the cherry on the top of the cake, which is like
yes,
the
we
tip.
Do that we do have, yes.
We do
okay,
have
so it. That's her cherry in her real estate portfolio, whatever.
Okay.
I thought I was going somewhere else.
Okay, we're going
not
again.
Exactly how we use it. But
yeah, that's not how we use it.
Yeah. I mean, Glenn, can you open your
dictionary
again?
I do have to say it was her first for a family house. So I guess that would that be it? Menage?
No, that's three.
Menage a plex?
Stop.
They say Cherry Hill Studio every time our show starts. Why I can't say Cherry?
You can say Cherry.
Thank you. So this
we just wanted to know what Cherry you were referring to.
Glenn, if you have time, can you send the Urban Dictionary link again for Cherry this time?
I don't want to get all flagged right. by our bosses for looking at your words.
Listen, I am doing everything I can to be thrown off the radio. And it doesn't work.
And for some reason.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't want to do it blatantly because that's just no fun, you know?
So I'm saying you should be happy. I know why you're so emotional about that, but you should be happy because sometimes when you get to that, it's like a born of a child after a long, long time. It should be a celebration for you. Not now. I don't agree with that. I don't think this is the time for celebration. I would bring Maurice in a month from now. But in a month from now, you will go into this building and you will cry.
So I'll tell you something else. I actually thought one of the reasons I wanted to bring the videographer was because I thought it was a great time now to do it. Because now you can look back, you know, 2-3 months from now, watch the video, go, wow. I was so happy that we were there. Now we're here, and then we could even bring him back again too. But the idea is now we have a little bit of history. We have some conversation now. The only video that was up there was the kind of like the recap video.
Yeah.
But he took hours of footage.
Yeah,
he took a lot.
So
of footage,
he may make a complete documentary out of what was there.
There was a drone, right?
Hmm? Yeah,
there was a drone. Yeah, yeah. I didn't see the drone.
Yeah, he had the drone. Yeah. He did a great job. He really did.
Yeah.
By the way, you need to say hello to your favorite fan,
Kimmy.
I'm telling you, she says you're hysterical.
I know, I am, I agree.
Apparently it's just Omri who's hysterical. We're not very funny at all.
No
we're
not
funny, Kim. I got it, Kim. He's funny and we're not. Mm. All right, so let's get back to, so you were mad at me.
Yes.
It turned out great.
Yeah, it turned out great.
And, you know, aren't you glad that, you know, I pushed you again?
I'm just saying that sometimes.
Over the edge.
Okay, so 95% of the time you're right.
Actually, if I'm right 95% of the time, I'm going to be really happy about that.
Well, let me phrase that in the decisions that you make for me.
Okay.
And some of the other things are not always so great. But I mean, like I said, the reason I was so frustrated is because this has been a very sensitive project for me for the last, you know, while. And Omri likes to dig into there and, you know, remind me of how, you know, this place makes me so stressful.
Because I care about you very much.
No, I know. But it's been a really long, hard road. And I just didn't want that documented about how much I screwed up over the last year and a half, 2 years trying to get this thing going.
Yeah, but I actually, I'm not going to say you screwed up. You made some mistakes, there's no doubt.
Yeah.
You learned a lot. And you now will make better decisions in the future, which is great. Everybody listening to this show, you know, you listen to the show over and over again, and you hear us talk about real estate deals and how successful we are. And every once in a while, we talk about a deal that we weren't so successful. Now, she's going to be successful in this deal. But you have to understand that when you do this for the first time or something for the first time, don't expect it to be all roses. It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, bad things are going to happen, but nothing terrible. I was actually I just finished up a coaching appointment a couple minutes ago with one of our students, and the student is she's so scared about buying a property that I wasn't quite sure why she became a student. And it turns out that the reason she became a student is she wanted me to...
Because
she's so scared. Okay. She wants me to get the mindset changed and help her with the mindset change. And, you know, and it's so weird because, you know, when we had a couple other conversations that I'll even bring up now, a lot of people think, you know, that you shouldn't be in debt, right?
Yeah.
Now, the really weird part is a real estate investor is in massive debt. Real estate investors are always in massive debt.
I can't cross these.
Now, you have a problem with that, too, at first.
A huge one. Still.
At first, you were buying properties cash. Well, eventually, you run out of cash.
Here I am.
So now you have to buy more properties. So eventually, you have to start using other people's money.
Correct.
Either from lenders or from banks. It doesn't really matter, but you have to start using other people's money.
I can't use my own credit. You understand that?
Yeah, you have
to. I can't. Something in my mind, it's like banging my head through the wall,
right?
And I'm not sleeping well and all that because it's like in my mind it say that this money isn't mine. Now the funny thing is, I know I'm wrong.
Yeah,
I know I'm wrong. And
we had a conversation in the car.
Yeah,
and you said to me, like, how could you be so calm when you're in debt? Now. Well, I understand. I'm in millions of dollars of debt. That's the reality. I'm not going to tell you how much, but I'm in millions of dollars of debt. But the millions of dollars of debt are all on properties. So at the end of the day, when I pay my payments for the debt, I take a little bit extra from the tenant and I put in my pocket.
Yeah.
So basically, who's really paying the debt?
The tenant.
Yeah. So once you can understand that, and once you can understand that the more debt you're in, the better. Now, it's funny you bring that up because I actually posted today on Facebook, somewhere I posted something that said, hey, what should I talk about today on Investor Schooling Live? What should we talk about today on Investor Schooling Live? And if I could actually find it, I just want to see what the response was that somebody wrote. I want to read the response exactly the way it was.
So I just want to say something about I think our dedication to our success and to other people's success. First is how important it was for you and also for us that you will finish this project, that you won't give up.
Absolutely.
So that was a big thing because a lot of people were like... Sell it. Everybody's
exactly.
Like, sell it, just to get rid
and
of
we
it.
And we always regret for everything we sell. We go back to 105, to the
where
studio.
Where we are right now, right?
Where we are right now,
right,
exactly.
When I sold it, I regretted it the next day.
I know.
And I also... The funny part is I also knew I was going to buy it back.
When I sold 115, the triplex,
right.
I was very happy for 2 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
2 minutes. I left the title company. I wanted to cry.
Yeah.
So we are very, we believe that property should be held. That unless you're going to the next thing that you think will be better for you, you shouldn't sell your real estate unless it's, I don't know. What's the reason to sell real estate? I don't have a reason right now to
so
sell real estate.
So you should never sell real estate. So
exactly.
So Brian on Facebook, when I posted, I said, what should we talk about today? Investor Schooling Live at 2 o'clock. He posts, speak about why it's best to never have a mortgage or at least pay it off ASAP. No financial investment outpaces what you lose on carrying a mortgage full time. All right. He's completely wrong. Now, I will say that if you own your house, the house you're living in, the house you're living in is not an investment. It's a liability. No one gets this. They're like, well, I bought a house for $100,000. I sold it for $300,000. Isn't that an investment? No. That's just appreciation, and it just happened to be that way.
Yeah.
But you were still paying the payment yourself, and no one else was paying it for you. So it's a liability. It is not an asset. Luckily, it appreciates. So in his case, if he's talking about the house you live in, yeah, okay. I can accept that. That it's okay or not a bad idea to pay off your mortgage if it's the house you're living in. But if it's an investment property, it's extremely dangerous to not have a mortgage on an investment property. You know why?
Because if somebody falls on the property, they can come and take the property from you.
Yeah, so if you have a property worth $500,000 and somebody sues you, they can get the property, which is worth how much?
Yeah.
$500,000.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
But if you have a $420,000 mortgage on it, they now get the property with the mortgage. Now, the $420,000 that you borrowed, you put that into another investment. Maybe it's another property. In fact, you probably should put it in another property. Here's another thing that's pretty wild. The $500,000 property, right? If it goes up 5% every year, which is average, if it goes up 5% every year, if you borrow $420,000 out of it, does it still go up 5%?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And it still go up 5% on the basis of the $500,000.
Correct.
Yeah, so now you have $420,000 that you took out. And you can go buy another property, and you can have that property go up 5% too.
Okay.
And then borrow from that one and do the same thing again. That's actually the money multiplier concept that they use with life insurance, or the infinite banking concept that they use with life insurance, but you're doing the same thing with properties. So I'm not a big fan of having investment properties paid off. I'm a big fan of making sure that they're leveraged as high as possible. Now, here's another thing. Remember you said don't sell your properties?
Yeah.
So if you bought a property for $200,000 and then 3 years later sold it for $500,000, how much money are you paying taxes on?
$300,000,
right?
Yeah.
But if I have a property that I bought for $200,000, and that's going to cost me probably somewhere near, I don't know, $80,000.
Yeah.
And if I have a property that's I bought for $200,000 and now it's worth $500,000 and I take out or I borrow, you know, the maximum amount of about maybe 80%.
Yeah.
Or I borrow another $220,000 because maybe I owe $200,000 under, or whatever. I borrow $420,000, right? How much taxes do I pay on the $420,000 that I borrowed?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Zero. So why would you want to give up the property and have the same exact result if you sold the property or if you borrowed the money? Now you borrowed the money, you still have access to the money, you're still using the money, someone else is paying for it,
yeah,
and the property is still going up, and you're making money.
So if you move from one property to another, you can always do the
1031 exchange.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
1031, right?
1031.
Yeah. 1031.
Right.
But what we saw, I think, in 2021 is that all those people that were so amazed that there are $200 houses worth $400 houses, $400 right now, and they sold them, very quickly understood that they have nothing to do with their money.
No, that now they have this money that they're going to throw away, buy garbage, maybe buy a car.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they go, hey, 3 years ago I had an income of maybe it was $800, $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
I had a property. I had equity. Now I have nothing but junk.
Nothing.
And no chance of recovering that except doing it again.
Yeah.
So buy as many properties as you can and leverage as much as you can.
And hold them.
You know, I tell people all the time, if I had $1 million in the bank, I ask the question, how many properties can I buy with $1 million in the bank?
As much as you want.
I could buy 100 properties with $1 million in the bank.
Yeah.
And still have $1 million in the bank. So if you understand how to do that, that's the key. The key is learning how to buy properties with absolutely none of your own money.
And that's our expertise.
Is it our expertise?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too.
According to the last couple of success stories we have in class.
Yeah.
I think it is.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it is. Including a bowling alley.
The bowling alley, yes. The
and guy, a restaurant. Two restaurants.
Right. We have students who bought bowling alley. Another student who bought two restaurants. Two restaurants with absolutely no money out of their pocket.
I know. It was amazing. We have so much success stories.
Right. And I mean, I'm talking about the real estate and the business, not just the business.
Because we always think about rental properties, right? Residential rentals.
Yeah.
And we saw students recently that are doing amazing things.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Amazing things.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you right now, for you guys listening going, oh, Ben, all the students don't do that. They don't. And I'm going to tell you, the students who succeed are the ones who show up. The students who don't show up, they don't succeed.
And work hard.
And guess what? All you have to do is show up when?
On Thursday at 7. And if you want to see us, come 5 minutes earlier.
Come 10 minutes, 15 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
Because we start at 7. We're not like, you know, the show starts at 7.
I know.
And it's funny because you have people, you ever notice that? You get people walking in because they're used to Rhea events where it starts at 7 but it doesn't really start at 8 till 8. And they walk in and like, wow, there's somebody in front instructing. Everybody's sitting down. Oh, my goodness. I'm embarrassed.
Yeah,
because they don't understand that to be successful, you need to be on time.
And we had the problem. We had this problem this Thursday that people come at 5 to 7 or 10 to 7 and they start to talk to us.
No, you let them. You can't let them do that.
I know. And we need to stop them every time and tell them it's about to start. Right. You need to sit down and find your spot.
Right. So 10 minutes before just 7 o'clock. The worst time to talk to me or Omri, and not a good time to talk to Deb.
Exactly.
Hey, Deb, you're talking to Deb because Deb's signing you in. If there's somebody else there signing in, Deb's signing you in. But you have to understand that, you know, Omri and I are working on the electronics, making sure I'm actually making sure Omri turns everything on because he forgets.
So I'm the nice and friendly one. That's where everybody comes and talks to me.
Well, everyone knows that. Everyone knows that.
It's funny because people will be like, I don't want to say anything to Larry, but can you help me with this?
Friendly
like,
hey,
Believe it or not, I'm the nice and friendly one.
We, you know what? We have another legend real estate investor online.
Yeah,
what's going on, Dennis?
Hey, Larry. How are you?
You are a legend, man. Everybody knows who you are.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say no one knows who you are anymore because it's been a long time you were as cool as me putting on cool jackets.
Yes. Well, you know, you were talking about, debt and the investor. Yeah. And what people don't understand is as an investor, debt is your friend or it can be your enemy. It depends on how you use it. But, it reminded me of an episode that happened quite a few years ago. My parents happened to be off and I was getting phone calls from my properties when I owned a whole bunch of multifamilies. And my mother overheard some of the conversation, and this is late 80s. And she said, you know, how much money do you owe? And I said, well, I don't know. And she goes, what do you mean you don't know? And I said, well, I don't keep track of how many mortgages I've got, you know, what the balance is. And she said, well, is it in the hundreds of thousands? I said, no, it's probably closer to $1 million or more. And that was 1980 money, when $1 million was a lot of money at that time. And she went, how do you sleep?
Yeah, exactly.
We heard this, okay? And I looked at her and I said, I sleep perfectly sound.
No, here's the answer, Dennis. You
have a problem with me.
On a mattress full of money.
On a mattress that I haven't paid for.
She said, don't you worry about that? I said, no, the people I owe is the people who should worry.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's a hard concept for people who grew up in an era like I did, where your parents taught you, get out of debt, get out of debt, get out of debt as soon as you can. And they don't realize because that's not their world. Okay. And it's a tough mindset to get over for that, particularly for that first time investor that's out there. And I know you deal with that on all the time with your students.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I find it funny. Sometimes I look at the amount of debt I'm in, and I laugh because it's great. You know, when you think about the amount of properties, as long as the net worth is higher and as long as the income is higher than what you're paying, who cares? And I have every once in a while I get a property that, you know, has some negative cash flow every once in a while. But as long as the other property covers that negative cash flow, I don't care either.
No. No, and you know, when I work with investors and you know, I still do some instructing with investors, and I keep trying to explain to them, you got to be nice to your tenants. And they go, what do you mean? I said, you got to be nice to your tenants. And they go, well, why? And I said, because they're the ones that are paying off your debt. And if it wasn't for tenants, you couldn't afford to buy real estate.
Yeah, I've got dozens and dozens of people who go to work every day to pay my mortgages.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know, that is a mindset that they have to get over. Yes. That, you know, their tenants, they gotta be nice to those tenants because they're paying off their mortgages. And, you know, it's just part of the business that you're in, and you have to treat it like a business.
Yeah. And then real quick, just, you know, when you say nice to your tenant, it doesn't mean you have to be friends with your tenant.
Never.
No.
Right, exactly. Never is
the
answer.
Never be a friend.
What it means is when they have a problem, you send somebody out there to fix it. And you do it.
That's right.
You know, like a businessman.
Yeah. And periodically, what I used to do is like if there was a holiday coming up or something like that, you know, I'd go out and buy maybe a dozen turkeys or whatever for the tenants and just pass them out. Here's your meal.
And I know other people have done it. I won't do that. Yeah, I won't do that because you know why? I actually think this is me. That's you, and you know, you were, like I said, you're a legend. So obviously, what you did worked. But if I do something that personal, then it's really hard for me to evict that tenant when I have to.
Oh, I don't have that problem.
Yeah, I got it.
when they become a problem, that's it. Okay, you know, and that's explained to them right up front. Like, you know, like every good landlord is going to explain the lease and explain to them. And, you know, when I usually went through the situation where I'd say, I know this clause doesn't apply to you, but we need to go through it because this is what's going to happen if you don't pay me. And I go through it, and I don't mince any words with them. I tell them exactly, and I said, I will take, and if you do not pay me, I will evict you on Christmas Eve and stand at the door and shake your hand when you leave and wish you good luck and honestly mean it. But the way I feed my family is by you paying the rent. You feed your family by going to work. The way that you can keep your family nice and cozy is to pay the rent on time so you have a place for your family to live.
If you are a judge, if you are a judge and you are listening to us right now and those words by Dennis giving you bad feelings, you shouldn't be a judge.
So you know what? It's funny. You know what? We have every once in a while we have Judge Levine in here, who's a Montgomery County judge, and we talk about evictions. And he has actually said, he and all the other judges, that from Thanksgiving to somewhere in the middle of January, they will not evict the tenant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've been there, done that, as you well know. And most of my properties were in the city of Philadelphia, and the worst place to try to evict tenants is the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Dennis, you know, in 2020, I went with my daughter to the supermarket. And she wanted, that was in the middle of COVID, and she wanted me to buy her the only vegetable back then she liked. Now she don't like it anymore. The only vegetable back then she liked was organic cherry tomatoes. Organic cherry tomatoes. And I couldn't buy her those organic cherry tomatoes. It was, I think, June or May or June of 2020. Because what my tenant heard that the governor told them is, you don't need to pay the rent. It's not actually what he told them, but that's what my exactly. But that's what
you could too, you liar.
But no, I honestly, that was my decision. That's also why I'm not in debt, by the way.
Right.
But that's my barrier. And people don't get that as a landlord, if the tenant don't pay you, you can't pay for the taxes. You can't feed your kids.
Insurance.
You can't pay for the bank.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't fix the roof when it leaks.
You know what you should do, Omri?
I'm mad now.
Omri, this is
I'm
what you
too
should
mad
do.
Now.
Next time you have a tenant who says they're going to pay the rent late, they call you, hey, the first way they say, hey, listen, no problem. Here's my bank. Here's the phone number to my bank.
Tell them.
If they give permission for me to pay late, then you can pay late.
You know what? Let's do it next time. No, let's do it next time.
So I got a great line, Dennis, and I'll let you go. But I got a great line that I give tenants when I bring them in. It goes just like this. The rent's due on the 1st. On the 2nd, it's late. On the 5th, it's a $150 late fee. And on the 15th, I file for eviction. Now, if you're in the hospital, you get into a car accident, your grandmother died, please call me. I'm going to send you flowers, but I'm filing for eviction on the 15th. Do we understand each other?
Oh, yeah. And that's similar to what I always say. And I tell them, when it goes to the attorney for eviction, you will no longer call me. You will deal with my attorney. And trust me, you need to deal with me before it gets to that point, because my attorney has no mercy whatsoever.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if you've got a problem, come talk to me. And if we can work it out, we will work it out. But I'm not going to listen to every sob story that comes down the line. Already, I can write a book on excuses of why you shouldn't pay your rent.
Oh, absolutely. So, what's your favorite one? What's your favorite one? What was your favorite excuse?
I think the best one was somebody came in and stole my – your rent was sitting on the table. Somebody came into my apartment and stole it and only left me $20.
Now you need to change their lock too, right? It's more expensive than you because apparently the lock is not there.
Right. Yeah. I had a similar one where the guy said he sent the Cash App to the wrong person. And they kept the money.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay, whatever. Well,
I had one that said, I can't pay my rent because I had to pay my electric bill. And I said, well, you need to get your priorities straight, because if you don't pay your rent, you're not going to have to worry about an electric bill.
So, Dennis, I had exactly that on Friday. It wasn't the electric bill. It was the renter's insurance. I have a tenant that actually I really like. He's a great, great guy. But he couldn't pay, I guess, his renter's insurance when he moved in. And the renter's insurance, he's paid monthly right now. Of course, it cost him, I guess, more money. But we need to figure out, it's $150 a year or I think $15 a month. And that's what he told me this Friday, that he won't be able to pay me rent because they need all the rent in time because they need to pay for the renter's insurance again.
Yeah, that's rough.
Well, all right, again, if he doesn't pay your rent.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to worry about it.
Exactly. Hey. In both, he's in the default of the lease. I didn't know what to say. I'm like, okay.
Hey, Dennis, it's always a pleasure to have you call. We have to go into a commercial. But let's keep in touch, man. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Behave.
All right. So we're into commercials, Glenn, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Do you know when the best time to buy investment properties is? It's now. It's always now. You just need to learn how to buy them correctly. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night and learn how to buy investment properties and make money every time. That's right. That's what we teach. We teach how to buy investment properties and make money every time. Go to investorschooling.com and RSVP right now. Take a class this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Are you ready for retirement? Have you prepared everything you need? Well, in Investor Schooling, we will teach you ways to better prepare for your retirement using real estate and the stock market. But you need to learn how to do it right. And that's what we teach. At Investor Schooling, we sell nothing but education. Come to Investor Schooling and learn how to have a better retirement. Go to investorschooling.com and RSVP right now for this Thursday's class at 7 o'clock. Go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you tired of hearing about the recession that's coming? Are you prepared for it? Well, listen, at investorschooling.com, we're going to teach you ways to prepare for the recession that you didn't even know existed. We're going to teach you strategies on how to use real estate. We're going to teach you strategies how to use the stock market properly. That's right, you could even make money in the stock market when the stock market goes down. Hey, go to investorschooling.com and register for a free class this Thursday night, and you will learn all of these techniques. Go to investorschooling.com right now, RSVP for this Thursday. We'll see you there. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Don't go through life ignorant about how to become a millionaire. Learn how to invest in real estate, the stock market, precious metals, and learn from an expert. At Investor Schooling, we teach these things and more. We only provide education, and we will teach you how to leverage real estate, how to leverage the stock market, and how to leverage precious metals to make more money than you've ever made before. Go to investorschooling.com and take a complimentary class this Thursday. We will see you there. investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. You may know me from my book, Money Hacks. You may know me from my radio shows. And you may even know me from some of these commercials. But listen, I'm teaching stuff that people need to learn about money. In fact, my favorite topic is money. So go to investorschooling.com and you will learn things about money that you never even knew existed. We will teach you things about real estate, about the stock market, and about how to use your IRAs properly. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's investorschooling.com.
All right, I like this music. What do you think, Omri? All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome to Investor Schooling Live. I am Larry Steinhaus.
Leave the music.
And Omri's over here voguing. He's voguing.
Yeah, Omri's digging it. Hold on, let me finish first. I'm here with my co-host, Omri Marad, and Dr. Debbie Anderson, who is always the smartest person in the room because she's a PhD. We're talking about real estate. We're talking about the stock market. We're talking about anything you guys want to call in. We had a great caller a little while ago. So if you want to call in and say hi, you can feel free to do that. What are you guys looking at?
I have no idea.
I like Omri dancing on the screen.
The first time I came here and I met Dr. Deb, I showed her a rash that I had on my leg.
Stop.
And I understand that she's a whole different doctor. I didn't know.
I'm speechless. You showed her a rash
leg? The first time we met, I gave him orders as to put stuff around.
I know.
Remember that?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And that minute, I decided I don't like you.
So good.
Why don't you put the picture on the wall?
Larry was having a moment because I think you were rehabbing this space.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And he was frustrated because of all the things that were going wrong.
Yeah.
And I said, come on, let's go around the room. And I wrote all the things down that had to get fixed. And then I met you and I didn't know you.
Yeah.
I heard of you, but I didn't really know what
you
did.
So you were pretty sure I'm a contractor because I'm an immigrant.
So I didn't know what you did. And I'm like, all right, these are some of the things that happened.
You are the immigrant.
I am.
What would you expect us to think you would do?
Not every immigrant.
We put the broom in your hand. We put the mop in your hand.
So I was about to say that not every immigrant has drywall screws in his pocket. Some of them,
I don't even know how to respond to that,
are actually very educated and they know what they're doing.
Okay.
So?
That's all.
What's your point?
Do you know any that are educated and know what to do?
Welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. We are trying to be sensible here.
It's the Larry Steinhaus show. Isn't it the Larry Steinhaus
show? I'm sorry. Yes, the Larry Steinhaus show that apparently only us know that we changed the name.
We're rebranded.
Yeah, I changed the name 2 months ago, but
nobody knows it.
But apparently WPHC hasn't yet, so
okay.
When they change the name, I'll change the name.
All right.
You are welcome to call us anytime during the show at 855-939-1137. Again, that's 855-939-1137. Please go and open your browser. Go to investorschooling.com and register yourself to this Thursday complimentary class. And we'd be very happy to see you there.
Cool. All right. So somebody on Facebook has a question, and it's interesting. How much cash would someone need to buy their first investment property? Like small condo, and what would be a good area to look in such a property? I got you. Okay.
It's a very, very wide question.
It's a meaningless question, right? First of all, let's start with the first part of the question. How much money does somebody need to buy an investment property?
Zero.
Zero. Anything zero and above is fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be with zero. And then what area do you want to invest in? I don't know. Somewhere on the planet?
Whatever works for you.
I can only tell you one area not to invest in.
Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia. After that, everything else is fine. So, Mark, if you want more information, you know, you feel free to come to Investor Schooling and learn about how to pick areas that are great for you, learn how to buy properties with absolutely no money, and learn how to make money. Right? It's funny. Kimmy actually answered the question. She goes, no money and
not
Philly.
No money, no Philly. It's a great sentence. We're going to use it.
Yeah, that's exactly the answer, too,
exactly.
Which is funny.
No money, no Philly.
No money, no Philly.
So I think even for people like me that have difficult to live with big debt, if you have the money to buy one and you use this one income, one rental property to buy the other one, the next one, and the next one, and the next one, it's a great way to do it.
Absolutely. So and all you're doing is leveraging, exactly. You're leveraging somebody else's money.
Yourself, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's great.
So, yeah.
If I go to closing to buy a property and I have to take $500 out of my pocket,
you mad?
I consider it a failure.
Yeah. I will tell you a story. So I started for our new business, for our new company in Florida.
Right, the mobile home park.
Exactly. Yeah. I started a QuickBooks account. Okay, because too many transactions and I want to keep everything up. There is the tenant security deposits and all that. So everything will be the right way. And I try because we left closing with money.
Yes.
We left closing, I think with 15, no, 15 grand.
15 grand? Okay.
15 grand, I know.
Yeah, right.
And I told QuickBooks that to put that into the account of the property, to the fixed assets account. He warned me that I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah, QuickBooks didn't understand.
QuickBooks
doesn't understand that we got money back when we bought that property.
QuickBooks didn't understand what am I doing because I didn't categorize it as a loan. So he tried to find, like, why am I paying back into the property? Is there an interest? I want to split the interest. He didn't get what I'm doing. Yeah. I was amazed.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Because even QuickBooks doesn't understand what we do.
No, to buy a property with $0.
Right.
And to live with
a check.
What's
our cash flow now on that property?
We are at $9,200, I think.
And what are our expenses?
Zero right now.
No, what's about $4,000?
Ah, with the loan?
With the loan, with the property manager?
Yeah, no. The with the loan, with the taxes, with the water, with the common electric, with all that, we are, let's say, around six.
Okay.
Six and a half.
We still have two more to rent.
We still.
Right? And we have two more...
To build. To put.
Two more.
I know.
Lots to put on. So we're right now we're already at $3,000 a month positive cash flow.
Yeah.
So I want somebody listening can call in right now and tell us what our return is on our money.
Yeah.
What percentage our return is on our money. I will send them a copy of my book, Money Hacks.
Signed?
My book, yeah, signed, absolutely.
Okay.
I will send them a copy of my book, Money Hacks. So we are making $3,000 a month positive cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
And we...
You don't tell.
And we bought the property and we got money back at closing.
Exactly.
So what is our...
Purchase price,
No, not purchase price. What is our rate of return?
Okay.
Let's see if somebody can answer that question. What's the phone number?
855-939-1137. She giggled, so I need to do it again. Okay? 855-939-1137.
There you go.
Okay, sure.
Cool.
So I want to share with you, I have one of my properties I bought out in Lancaster.
Wait a minute, hold on.
What?
So somebody online just answered 30%.
No, that's wrong.
They don't know how to do math.
No, that's wrong.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so before I met you, I bought this property out in Lancaster, and I partnered with somebody, and I bought this property out on a tax deed auction. So I bought it for 90 grand. We bought this house, and it cost me about 60,000 to put into it.
That's the Philly one in the community.
No, it's out in Lancaster. No, I told you it's not in Philly.
Okay.
No, it's a different one. And I just got it appraised because I have a private loan on it, and I want to pay out my private lender, and I wanted to use that money for something, pay them back and use it for something else. So it appraised, I think once it was done, it was worth maybe, I want to say, I don't know, 200,000, maybe 220, something like that. And they just went out on Thursday to appraise it. It appraised at $360,000.
Awesome. How much did you pay for it again?
I paid 90 and we put 60 into it.
Nice.
So, yeah. So that was nice.
And how long ago was that?
5-6 years, maybe.
Right. And how much did you take out of your pocket to buy that property?
Nothing.
All right. So you took nothing out of your pocket to buy the property, right?
Yeah.
Now you have, I don't know, $180,000-ish in equity.
It's amazing.
Right? Actually, no, you have more than that.
Yeah, more than that. Yeah,
because you're in equity. And you did it with nothing out of your pocket.
Yeah.
Hey, Deb.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good success story.
Yeah, that's a nice one. That one was good, yeah.
And then when you refinance it, you take a couple hundred grand out.
Yeah.
And who pays the 200 grand?
My tenant's paying for it. Yeah.
Right.
So how much you had to put into it after you bought it?
So I bought it for 90.
Yeah.
At tax deed auction. We put 60 into it.
16.
60. We had to do a bunch of work to it. But
not bad.
Yeah, and my partner paid for all of it, like it was all their money. So.
And then you've since bought your partner out, which is even better.
Yep, I bought my partner out.
Which is even cooler, right? So you bought your partner out before the property appraised, before the property went up.
Yeah, I bought them out like within 6 months to a year.
Yeah,
I bought them
out. Partner was like, I don't know, Deb. I think this is a bad idea. I want my money back. Debbie's like, what? And Debbie's like, just going, okay, no problem. So she refinances the property.
That was around the time that I met you because I needed your help. Yeah.
She refinances the property. She pays the partner out, and the partner just lost $90,000.
Yeah, easily.
$90,000.
Yeah.
Because the partner didn't have the patience to wait 2 more years.
Since I mentioned to you half an hour ago about 115 West Erie, I just think about how big mistake I did. I needed the money back then.
And the funny part was when you do you remember when I helped you sell it, what I said to you?
No.
I told you not to sell it.
Could be.
But that's okay.
But even that, you think about it, I bought the house. The house was a wreck. I mean, the house was.
Oh, that house was scary.
Yeah, it was
when
scary.
When you bought it. I mean, I was actually afraid to go in it.
I picked drug needles with my hands.
That explains a lot.
That's the house was disgusting. Disgusting.
And Albert doesn't even get that joke. That's
no, I'm
terrible.
Trying to ignore it. I'm trying to ignore it.
You know what drug needles are, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what they have in them, right?
Yeah, I do. That's why you wear gloves.
So it's funny. Nobody in the audience is laughing at that.
So if
only
you,
Deb and I are laughing because of the conversation we had before the show.
Exactly. And if you
even
want
to Glenn's probably laughing in the studio. He's probably giggling, you know, while he said, yeah. "Glenn, hey Glenn, is this like our show and maybe Arnell's show that you get involved in it, right? And isn't that like so much more fun than just sitting there playing a recording of a show like Mark Cumberland's show before us?
Absolutely, absolutely. Just listening to you guys is more fun."
So if you want to explain to me what they mean
by what,
you are welcome to call at 855-939-1137.
We still have, we actually still need, wait, well, let's give it in front of, we're still waiting for somebody to call up with the right amount of return.
Yeah, exactly.
Rate of return, if we paid nothing out of our pockets and we make $3,000 a month, what is our rate of return?
Somebody will call.
You think somebody, and the first person to call with the answer will get a free copy of my book, Money Hacks, signed.
Okay.
Okay? Uh-huh. So what's the rate of return when we paid nothing and we get $3,000 a month? One person answered 30%. They're way off.
You.
This is terrible that people don't understand this. Oh, you know what it really is? You know what it really is? They moved us back to 2 o'clock.
Oh, so nobody's here
so
yet.
So this is the... We should actually call it the
nap time show.
The nap time show. You're right.
We do the nap time show.
The nap time show. Exactly.
Exactly.
All the people in right. All the people in, you know, in the old age homes listening to WPHC on the radio.
Exactly.
Because they don't know how to use the internet.
Yeah. Right. I think they finished bingo.
But they're all falling asleep.
Yeah, they finish bingo around 1:30 and they go up to sleep.
I think this show should be the no one listens to Larry Steinhaus show.
It's not true.
So
it's
Mark,
not
Mark,
true.
Mark has the answer finally. He finally got the answer online. But unfortunately, you have to call in to win the book. So if you want to call in and tell us the answer, that's great.
855-939-1137. Again, it's 855-939-1137. 1137.
So if you call in and give that answer that you wrote, you get the book. And you got 10 minutes because in 10 minutes, we have to be thrown off the air. You know why?
I don't know why.
Because another show after us that's recorded that Glenn has to play.
What's the point? Recorded show?
I hate those recorded shows where I can go get a drink and get
I get to go do stuff.
And take a nap.
I hate that.
He doesn't have to worry about it.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Glenn, you reach out to us 2 days before and go, I'm so excited that you guys are going to be on the air.
Does he really?
No.
Oh.
I reach out.
I'm thinking he's reached out before, but you know, I don't think he was excited.
You need
about
to come
it.
Again, Glenn, for like a dinner or something. I haven't met you yet.
You know, I think that's funny because when Glenn came over for dinner, I thought it was interesting that Larry purposely did not invite you, which I thought was hysterical.
He did invite me. I wasn't here.
Have you ever seen us in the same room together? Huh? Maybe we're the same.
Well, no, I just thought it was funny because, you know, clearly it was just all about me because I was the only woman there and I had two guys with me.
Wait a minute,
I thought that was great.
Why does she always think it's about her? What's going on with this?
Because it is always about me.
Everything is about her.
we got to call. Hang on. I bet you it's Mark wanting to claim his book.
Yeah, I know.
We'll have to make fun of him first for his first answer.
Well, no, I'll go out to dinner with three guys. I think it's fun to do that.
You go to dinner with 10 women and he wants the guy to come in drag.
Okay, I think it's the circle.
Wait. We're still, you know, let's try to kind of keep the focus just a little bit about what we do. I mean, you know,
exactly.
It's okay if we go off every once in a while, but just a little bit on focus. You know, you're talking about drag and, you know, you want guys to go to dinner with her in drag is kind of weird.
So if you want to know what I'm saying, what I'm talking about, you are welcome to come to Investor Schooling Live, to Investor Schooling on Thursday at 7 p.m. Go to investorschooling.com and register right now. And around 5 minutes after the class will start, you understand exactly what I'm saying. Don't expect to see anybody in drag, but you will understand exactly why I'm saying that.
Listen, I want you to say the phone number in drag.
In drag?
Yeah.
Hey, that's 855-939-1137. That cost more.
That was awesome. Great. That was awesome. Great. That was great, Aubrey. That was great.
Oh, man. I know. Glenn said he had a call, but, you know, we don't have it. So,
you know what I think is funny?
Wait,
is that
we have a call, no? We do?
Oh, we do? Oh, we got
Kevin.
Oh,
we do have a call.
We got, actually, let's do Kevin first. We got Kevin in Haddonfield. What's going on, Kevin?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How's everybody doing?
Sound like we're doing?
Good. Sounds great. So you had a question out there. If you were bringing in $3,300 a month, what was the percentage return? Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Can I place a guess at 3,300%?
No. No.
Darn.
Where'd you learn how to do math?
You're closer.
I'm closer than the first caller?
What?
What's Am I closer than the first caller?
No,
you are the first caller.
You are the first caller, but there's a guy who wrote it online who was wrong too. But Army said it was closer because your number was higher. But no, I'm not going to tell you what it is because there's somebody behind you. I'm going to see if he knows the answer. Actually, we got another one behind you too. So here, Kevin, I want you to go to investorschooling.com, and I want you to sign up for class. I'm going to teach you how to do math on Thursday
and bring a calculator.
And right now, we got to run because we got to go to Tyler. What's going on, Tyler?
Okay, did you say $3,000 a month or $3,300 a month?
So $3,000 was the answer.
It doesn't matter.
But here's the deal. We went to closing with no money, and we make $3,000 a month. What's our rate of return?
Oh, well, I was going to say it was 36,000%, but 100%.
100%? No.
Nope.
Wait, I need the buzzer. Hold on.
We
need the buzzer.
No, it's not real.
All right, so you also need to go to investorschooling.com. Show up on Thursday night and we'll teach you how to do math. All right.
We should actually do that. We should do a whole class on how to figure out
how to do math. Yeah,
how to do math.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Wait, hold on. Let's see if we get Jackie. Jackie, do you know the answer?
I think so. Is it 300%? 300%?
No.
No.
Wow.
What's the denominator? How do we know the denominator?
All right. You ready?
Someone is at the door?
Yep.
3,000. Divided by zero. What do you got?
Oh, okay.
Calculator. No calculator. Yeah. Your calculator will give you an error.
Sure you lost.
Divided by zero. I mean, it's
3,000 divided by zero. What do you got?
Yeah.
Error.
Error, right? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, you know why?
Yeah.
Because there is no answer because the number is so large that it can't be displayed on the planet Earth or the solar system or the galaxy.
The thing we are
teaching
you.
That's how large the number is.
Even Casio don't understand the things that we are teaching you.
It's not a trick question. It's not a trick question.
It's not a trick question. It's actually the answer. It looks like there's no other callers. The answer is infinity.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an infinite rate of return.
You have only one number there, right? Okay. How do you do an equation with one number?
Yeah, 3,000 divided by zero is infinity.
Yeah, there's no other number besides 3,000.
Okay. The number is so large that it can't be displayed anywhere. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Joe.
We actually had somebody, Joe, calling in. But I don't know if we should. But are you going to show up for Investor Schooling so we can teach you how to do math?
I would love to.
All right, show up at Investor Schooling. All right, go to investorschooling.com and show up. All right, let's get Joe, and let's see what he says. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, so, I mean, it wouldn't really be a rate of return. I mean, I just heard the answer, what you said, but that was my answer. It wouldn't really have a rate of return, and like you said, it would, the number would be, you wouldn't really have a percent in, because there's no increase on, you know, because you didn't put anything out, so there's no return.
No,
that's
Joe,
my answer.
Joe, if
we're making $3,000 a month without taking any money out of our pocket. That's
so
an infinite return.
If we make $1 a month without taking any money out of my our pocket,
it's still infinite return.
Will it be different?
No,
not
really.
You're
yelling
at each other.
Not putting anything
exactly.
out to get it.
Yeah.
You know? So.
It doesn't matter. If we earn 1 cent and we didn't take anything out of our pocket, it's still exactly the same.
So I got a question for you, Joe. How many times do you want to make an infinite return on your investment?
Every time.
Yeah. Come to Investor Schooling. Go to InvestorSchooling.com. Sign up for class on Thursday. And you will learn how to do that. Anybody else want to learn how to do that?
All right. Sounds good.
I like it.
We'll be very happy to see you.
Hey, thanks for calling, Joe. We totally appreciate you. All right. You ready, Omri?
Yes.
How many times can you say the phone number between now and the time you die?
No, I die? My God. Are you going to kill me?
Well, I left my gun home, so I can't.
There are other options.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. I'm pretty sure that she has a weird knife on her. Exactly. So thank you for joining us for the Larry Steinhouse Show.
First of all, we're not there yet. We got another minute before we
Let me do the Larry Steinhouse Show thing.
But we have another minute. So
you don't know how much time it will take me.
To do what?
To do the new ending for the Larry Steinhouse Show.
Okay, so I'll tell you why.
Okay.
We now have 45 seconds.
45 seconds.
Okay. So, you want to start now?
No, let's wait for 30.
No, I'm sorry. No, we have a minute and 15 seconds.
Okay, let's...
So, we have... Okay, I'll give you 1 minute, all right? You ready? 1 minute,
okay.
Ready?
Okay, let's be quiet for 50 seconds.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go ahead.
What should I do?
Seriously? Seriously.
Thank you for being us with... Thank you for joining us for the Larry Steinhouse Show. We are a live show broadcasting to you from the Investor Schooling.
That's the intro.
You know, right? Hey, what?
Glenn, I want a spot for myself, okay?
Omri, you want me to show you how to do it?
Do it.
With 30 seconds left?
We don't have
30 seconds.
I'm
going to show you how to do it. I'm going to end exactly on the 30 seconds.
Okay.
Hey, I want to thank everybody for listening to the Larry Steinhouse Show.
The Larry Steinhouse.
Formerly known as Investor Schooling Live. I want to also thank my hostess, my co-host, Dr. Deb Anderson, and my other co-host, Omri Morad, and of course, the amazing producer,
Glenn.
Right, Glenn Page at WPHT. I want to thank you all for listening. You guys are awesome. I want to thank the callers for proving that our math system doesn't know how to, that our education system doesn't teach math. And we'll see you guys on Thursday night at Investor Schooling.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.